collapsed. He was
underground. Never give up, right?
Okay,
15 seconds, Caitlin. It's 89.9 WQTQFM. Man, I wish I was old enough to go clubbing during this time. Just being in the clubs, doing the running, man, you know?
Oh, man. This is silly.
The dream, right?
This was a great song. When it was out, great song.
I bet.
So, it's Miss Kim.
B. Davis.
And still we have here Heidi.
Hello, everybody.
From Connecticut Department of Public Health here to talk to us as we continue our conversation on STDs and STD awareness and health, sexual health. So, Heidi, we talked about HPV.
Yes, we did.
HIV.
HIV. And let me just give you some few national facts on those two. More than 50% of sexually active people will get HPV at some point during their lives. 50%.
And what does that mean?
Well, that means that they're having sex with someone who's got HPV, and they will get it. Now, you know, one night we'll do the whole HPV story so I can explain that
okay,
a little bit
okay,
more.
Okay, we have to go deep in that.
We would. We can save that for next time, actually. Well, it's fresh in your mind.
Okay, my one question about HPV is, okay, can you die from HPV?
No. Well, okay, you can get cervical cancer,
yeah,
which you can die from cervical cancer. Yeah. Yes, so you could. HIV, 1 in 5 people, this is an estimate from the National Centers for Disease Control, 1 in 5 people living with HIV in the U.S. doesn't know they are positive. So 20% of those infected with HIV are walking around and don't know it. Again,
wow.
Get tested. Every year, there are more than 19 million new STD cases in the United States, and nearly half of those are among people ages 15 to 24. A little tough.
I thought we had some good news.
Well, we're going to kind of get on good news, I guess, maybe. About 1 in 6 people are infected with herpes in the United States. Well, the good news is 5 out of 6 people are not infected.
Okay,
with
see,
herpes.
That's how we have to start looking at these numbers.
We need to flip the numbers around.
But again, I think there's a little guilt trip going on over here. So
I told you I had a wild weekend.
Epic, he said. Epic weekend.
Okay. Chlamydia is the number one most reported STD in the United States. An estimated 3 million Americans are infected each year. So again, this is all kind of the GYT fun facts, maybe not so fun, but reasons to get tested. Most STDs are curable and all are treatable, so that's very important to get yourself taken care of, make sure that you're clean and healthy. So, we won't go over all the top 10 sex myths, but let me find one of them. Oral sex and anal sex are safe sex or not sex at all. That is a big false.
Yeah, that's a huge false.
False.
I thought we were going to guess.
Were you thinking about it? Me, David, did the same thing. Were you thinking? He was conjuring that one.
I was. Tell me
why you think that would be true.
Oh, no, I don't think it would be true.
Okay. Just curious.
I don't think it would be true. I mean, you said earlier that you know, people were able to, you know, grow warts or something
like
that.
Sure, and your throat, yes.
It's crazy.
But you know why people think oral sex and anal sex are really not sex? It's because you can't get pregnant. So if you can't get pregnant, we're not having sex. But let me tell you, in the words oral sex and anal sex, do you hear the word
sex?
Yes. Need we say more? Okay, B. Davis, this one specifically. Let's see how well you're listening to the last one. There's a cure for HIV/AIDS.
A cure. I'm going to say I've heard.
I've heard rumors.
Rumor has it that they were able to cure it. Like the child had it or something like that, right?
Yes, that's like one in a bazillion cases.
Okay. So, technically, it would be yes.
Well, so a mother who's got HIV, if they make sure that she's on medication when she's pregnant, that the baby can be born and the baby will not get HIV. This is a big, huge advancement. These kids used to be born with HIV. I think when you look at something like that, a pregnant mother can keep her unborn child from becoming infected with HIV by taking medication specifically during pregnancy. Mm-hmm. And they do some follow-up with the baby after birth, too. So, yes, with that. But as a whole, there is not a cure. There is treatment to help people live longer.
How close to a cure are we?
Do you have, like, a million dollars in your
That was a question that I don't know the answer.
You know, I mean, that's sometimes with people practicing high risk behaviors, it's like, well, so if I get it, they're going to have a cure soon. We are 30 years into this epidemic, and there is nothing near a cure right now.
Yeah.
So we're nowhere close to a cure.
That's
an interesting way of thinking about it. We're 30 years
30
into
years
it.
In.
Wow.
And there's good medication. I mean, someday somebody may come across with something that's going to be a cure, but it's going to take a long time. And you know what? If that cure comes out, it's going to cost a lot of money.
Yeah. And it probably won't come out in the U.S. first. It seems like we never clear things first anyway.
I mean, there's a lot of things that they're trying, experimenting with, or, you know, keeping... There's medication that people can take that they're allowing for those that are, like, say, in a relationship where one person's HIV infected and the other one is not. The one who's not HIV infected can take these medications to keep them from becoming infected. But I think there's a lot of side effects to that. I think it's still up and coming, you know, so that's a good thing. But and then they're finding that some people genetically don't become HIV.
Right, and I've heard that too. Yeah. I've heard that too, and they're starting to study those genetics.
Yes, they are. They're trying to do a lot of testing on those individuals.
Wow.
That's not the majority.
That's not the norm.
Right.
I think.
Right.
The key thing for me will walk away with is if you're an adult, you need to protect yourself because if you become HIV positive, you can get treatment.
Yep.
You know your status, you can get treatment. But right now, there's not a cure that's likely available for you.
Right.
So, okay. What's another? Okay.
Two condoms are better than one.
I'm going to say no.
No.
I'm gonna say no because who's afraid? I remember this back in health class, and also that and the petroleum jelly. Well, you should use petroleum jelly, but is it part of it, the friction?
Yes, it's too much, and more easy to break something. I don't think you're gonna have an enjoyable sexual relationship there.
And right.
I'm talking about breaking the condom.
Yes.
So it's
exactly.
it does not make things better for sex. Like you're doubly protected. It's not true. One condom is enough for protection. Okay, we're going to do two more of them here. STD testing is for cheaters and players.
I'm going to say it's for everyone, right?
Yeah, I was going to say it's for them and other people.
But
yeah.
I see this might be a myth, but I think this is also an attitude. People have this attitude that it's, well, if you do that, then this is what you deserve. And I just don't think we can look at things that way. I think we need to.
Yeah, we're
not here to judge.
To say someone deserves an STD, you're a cold-hearted person.
That's really hard.
Yeah.
It's really hard. And there is attitudes about it because people be like, well, I heard somebody burn somebody, do whatever, whatever.
I wouldn't wish a chlamydia on anybody, man.
Yeah.
HIV, I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy.
No, and I mean, I think, again, we look back at when people know specifically with HIV that they're infected, their behaviors change. They do not want to go out and put somebody at risk. I mean, when you know something, you change your behavior because, really, I don't think most people in this world would want to go and purposely hurt somebody else. I think it's done without realizing it because most STDs do not have symptoms. Okay, let me do one more here. Let's look at the number one. You can tell by looking if you or someone has an STD. I would know if I had an STD.
Definitely no. I mean, we just had, there's